It's WOW, I think they called it. Worship on Wednesday. Listen to this thought tonight as we have sought God, spent time around the altar, looked to Him to strengthen us, found out from the Holy Spirit tonight one of the great keys that we already know, but the power of seeking God in secret and what He does for us there. Our God has a desire for every one of you. That desire wasn't formed when you were in the third grade and decided you wanted to be a baseball player or a fireman. That desire that God has for you was formed before you were born. Now listen to me. This is very important that you understand this. God's desire for you was formed before you were ever even thought of, before you were born. I love to study DNA. I understood it years ago on a very shallow level as deoxyribonucleic acid, this big long name that talks about the makeup of humanity that God in His genius put in us. Each one of us have DNA. It's also absolutely unique to you and I. And God provides the DNA that determines, listen to this, the color of your skin, the shape of your bodies. He pre-programs our height and weight and intellectual abilities. He also determines the purpose. Listen to this. Because as a child of God, when you accept Jesus Christ, you fulfill the DNA nature that God has placed in you by being His child. When you're not a child of God, you have the basic physical traits that God gives you, and you have the intellectual abilities that He's given you, but that divine will, that desire that God has for you cannot be found any place other than being a child of God. Saved, bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. He determines the purpose of our lives long before we were born. So listen to this thought, because I'm going to hit you in a little bit different way tonight, something I want you to understand. I'm going to be talking to you just a few minutes about surrender in your life and what God showed me about surrender. When we feel anxious or unhappy, we are probably living according to our terms, not God's. Now you have to think about that one. When we feel anxious or unhappy, the chances are we're living by our terms and not God's. I found this out about surrender, and listen to me closely, because the Lord gave this to me for you tonight. By any other definition, surrender means giving up to the captivity of something or someone else. By the world standard, by any definition, surrender means giving up to the captivity of something or someone. If you surrender. When the nation of Japan surrendered on the battleship Missouri, if you go to the College of the Ozarks and go into the museum there, there's a sword there that's in a glass case, and the Emperor of Japan is standing in front of the great generals of the Second World War of the United States of America, bowing in surrender, and the nation of Japan came under the control and captivity of the United States of America. Germany, with unconditional surrender, surrendered to the United States of America after the battle, and that surrender meant they were under our control or captivity to us. They were They had to do what we said. We called the shots. We ruled. And we completely and totally decided if they would live, if they wouldn't live, how they would live, and to what terms and conditions they would live. But when we surrender to Jesus, listen to this. Only, and I reinforce the word only, in Jesus does surrender mean freedom. It's the only place. The only place you'll find freedom is in surrender. How many was here Sunday morning? Let me see your hands. Did you feel the freedom Sunday morning? If you did, say amen loud. There was a powerful move of the Holy Ghost here Sunday morning. It wasn't man-made. It wasn't anything we wrote into the script. But what happened was people began to surrender to the majesty of Jesus. And when you surrender to the majesty of Jesus in your life, anti-Christ surrender means coming under the captivity of something. The devil's form of surrender. But when we're a child of God and we surrender ourselves to Jesus, that and only then can we walk into freedom as a child of God. And this freedom that we have is an incredible thing because it frees you from the very things in life that stifle you from being who you are. You see, the DNA of God is in you. He created every one of you unique to yourself. Every one of you unique to yourselves. There are no other ones like us. We're so unique that our eye is like no one else, and it can be used for identification. Your ear can be used for identification. Every fingerprint you have, there's no two alike in the universe. There's never been a duplicate of it. It's absolutely unreal, the features and the place that God went to show us the uniqueness of who we are, even to the simplest form of uniqueness in a crystal of an ice, of a snowflake. There's never been two of the quadrillion trillions that fall, even this year on the East Coast now. There's never been two alike. That's God showing you the uniqueness of who you are. You're one of a kind. You're not anybody else. And God wants you to be who you are. And the enemy doesn't want you to be who you are. He doesn't want you to have the freedom to worship. He doesn't want you to have the freedom when you feel dance in your feet to begin to dance. Because there's those inhibitors. We surrender to the world. We surrender to Satan. We're concerned about what our peers think. Oh, that's for kids. Ha, ha. We're concerned if they think I'm this or that or acting this way or that way instead of reacting to what the way we want to in freedom to God. And if there's anything I want to instill in us tonight is that freedom is ours. It's not a put on. It's not a show. It's not something I expect. It doesn't make the service better and it doesn't make it more spiritual. All it does is break you out of any form of captivity that the enemy's trying to place on you as a child of God. I hate handcuffs in church. I hate shackles in church. I hate chains in church. Is there anybody beside me that have been in church and you just wish you'd got out right in the middle of the thing and started? I do. I dance on that platform. You see me doing it. But anybody else beside me have held back? Let me see your hands if you ever held back. And the rest of you had shoulder surgery and can't raise your arms. I've been in church where I felt the presence and the almighty power of God. Kids, I saw you starting to boogie Sunday morning, and it wasn't because the beat of the song was good, but I saw some of you starting to move because you felt the presence of God. Feel free to do it. Feel free to worship God. Listen to me, it's not just the outward kind of dance that makes you free. When you surrender to Jesus Christ, everything about you begins to change. and you break the shackles of the world around you. And the very first thing that freedom and surrender does is removes fear and anxiety and doubt in the life of the believer. And I'm tired of fear. I'm tired of anxiety. I'm tired of doubt. Anybody else in here with me? And I'm telling you that as a child of God, He's moving this church into a place that we qualify to begin to walk into the freedom that the presence of the Holy Ghost will offer us. We can't come here and have church and have God's presence come in here and live like the devil and live like the world and have a second kind of a life, one that's not godly, and then come to church and think we're going to have a move of the Holy Spirit. It's not going to happen. That's counterfeit. It's emotionalism. It's sensationalism. And it's not of God. But when we come into the presence of God and we've broken down that wall of petition, and we've done it through our own choosing to say, I choose to serve Jesus. I talked to you Sunday about that. It's a choice. When you make that choice of commitment, you make that choice of holiness, and you say, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you, by the word of your mouth, the Holy Spirit enables you to do what you say. When we do break those things down, when we do say, I'm going to serve God, I don't care who knows it. I don't care who thinks I'm popular or I don't care who anybody thinks I'm weird or peculiar. It doesn't make any difference if everybody in that church is going, who does he think he is? I know what he used to do. I'm going to tell you, there's only two people that know what you used to do. The devil and somebody he works through. That's it. I'd hate to be the one that pointed somebody else's past out, because there's only one other guy beside me that's remembering it, and that's Satan himself. I'm telling you that when I became blood-bought, I was exonerated from my past, and I don't live in my sin any longer. I live in the freedom of God, and that freedom came when I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. That should have been clear to me then. When I surrendered my life to Jesus, He took my sins away. He exonerated me. He forgave me. Well, if He does that when I'm saved, how much more every day won't He do that if I get up every morning and say, Jesus, I surrender my life to You, and I want to live in the freedom that only You can bring. My friends, you'll pray different. You'll act different. You'll walk different. You'll be different, because you're not controlled by the conditions of the world any longer. They are going to have to come along with you, because you're not going to go along with them. Surrender has an enormous effect on a child of God. When we shake the lies off of the devil that tries to convince you that if you surrender to Jesus, that you're coming under the same definition of surrender the world does, and that you're going to be in captivity to holiness. My friends, I'm going to tell you something. Holiness will give you more latitude in your life than you've ever had before. Freedom to worship Jesus in spirit and in truth means to let go and be free to praise God the way you want to without fear of what others think or say. I'm telling you, your Monday will be different if you're free in the spirit on Sunday. Your Thursday will be different when you attend one of these services and we come to worship God, and you don't hold back, but you give yourself to God and you surrender yourself to God. Do you hear me tonight? Do you believe what I'm saying? Don't hold back. Freedom from your past and condemnation. Surrender allows you to accept your salvation as a new birth and a new beginning. Freedom from the chains of doubt and despair. Surrender allows you to believe and trust in God to hear, answer, and supply for every need in your life. Did you hear that? Freedom. Surrender causes freedom from the chains of doubt and despair. God, we live in a world of doubt and despair. Nobody trusts nobody. Nobody believes nobody. They tell you on the 6 o'clock news, and the next thing you know, they made the story up. I wonder how many other stories have been made up. Freedom. How many would like to be free of doubt and despair? Let me see your hands in this house. Wave at me, if you would. Doubt, and let me just tell you something. You got to want it. Well, God will pull me up into the prayer. He'll force me. I had to follow God. No. Let me tell you something. God will meet you, but he'll never force you. You see, resistance to the Holy Spirit is an awful thing. And I'm going to talk to you just a minute about that. And I've given you some kind of easier things, but let's get down to the brass tacks of where we live. Surrender is a choice that will open up a new freedom and new dimension of God to you and change you into that person that you've wanted to be and that God intended for you to be but didn't know how to be. That's what surrender will do. That's what surrender will do. But listen to this again. Surrender's your choice. God meets us when we yield our will to him and we make the choice to surrender. Now here's the part I'm going to tell you is the most life-changing part of your walk with Christ. And listen to this. Surrender gives freedom from the chains of unforgiveness and resentment that will rob you of every form of the presence of God if that chain isn't broken. Pastor, I wish you'd stayed with that shouting stuff. How many wants to really surrender your life tonight? I'm going to tell you this. You say, oh, I already have when I met Jesus. I'm telling you, you got a taste of surrender there. Surrender is a daily activity. So sometimes it's an hourly activity because you've got to surrender yourself in circumstances. You have to surrender yourself in your walk with Jesus. You have to surrender yourself each day when you enter the work or the home, wherever you are. But here's some of the chains that surrender will give you freedom from. And I tell you, I'm going to tell you the results if you don't, if you resist that. Surrender creates freedom from the chains of unforgiveness and resentment that will rob you of every form of the presence of God if not broken. Here's why. Unforgiveness and resentment harbors the spirit of resistance to God's laws. The Holy Spirit showed me this. How many in here has ever had to forgive somebody? Let me see your hands. Yeah, I was pulling in Walmart the other day, and this lady pulled right in front of me, and I just had to forgive her. That ain't forgiveness. That's not forgiveness. That's like somebody tell me, really, I'm not trying to be mean, but somebody say, you know, I went to the restaurant the other day, and I was just so tempted to eat that chocolate pie, and I don't need any more chocolate pie. That's not temptation. That's a choice. She beat you to the parking spot, that's all. That's it. You didn't have to forgive her. Unless you were so eat up with resentment that everybody around you irritates you. Do you know that can happen? Listen to this again. This is why it'll rob you of the presence of God. Listen to me. I'm preaching to me tonight. I want the presence of God in my life. Anybody else? I want the real thing. I don't want it borrowed from anybody else. I don't want it copyrighted. I don't want to act it. I'm so tired of being around, and I'm not saying we have it in this church, but I'm tired of pretend anointings. I want the real anointing, and I can have that. It's the DNA of God that's in me. He's put it in me. He's placed it in me. Forgiveness and resentment harbors the spirit of resistance, and listen to this, resistance to God's laws. And this is what I thought I better scratch a little deeper. And consistent resistance, listen to this, consistent resistance and consistent unforgiveness will result in stubbornness toward God. And that is the core, listen to this, stubbornness, that's the core of Satan's nature and the greatest form of treason against God that exists. We say, I want to surrender, but if I can't, and the Holy Spirit told Sam Conley this, if you cannot forgive without resentment, you cannot surrender. Because when you don't forgive, you're resisting my spirit. Are you listening? And when you resist my spirit, after a while, that becomes a form of stubbornness that you won't forgive. And after a while, stubbornness to God. In fact, the very instant stubbornness comes in our life, we're taking on the very core nature of Satan himself. And that becomes treason to the blood of Jesus Christ that's been shed for us. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that we have to get it right in here, and then God will do incredible things for us. I've found out that there's a lot more of this, our choice involved in what God does for us, than just standing back and waiting for God to bless me like a missile's going to hit me out of the sky. I found out that I do qualify for certain blessings from God, and I do disqualify myself for certain blessings from God. Let me read it one more time because it's so powerful to me. I mean, there's not a person sitting in this room that's lived any time on earth that hasn't had to deal with, I don't know if I can forgive this person, circumstances. I'd like to know how many times I've had to have that. Wonder. I wonder how many times me personally, are you listening? I wonder how many times me personally has resisted forgiveness, thinking that God would overlook that, and then the Holy Spirit would just be sweet and strong in me, and I'd be able to surrender my life to Jesus and be strong. And God says, who do you think I am? Do you think I'm a fool? I know it. You know it. I can't overlook it. Surrender from the chains of unforgiveness and resentment. This is what surrender will do. It'll give you freedom from the chains of unforgiveness and resentment that will rob you of every form of the presence of God, if not broken. Here's why. I'm reading it twice. Unforgiveness and resentment harbors the spirit of resistance to God's law, and consistent resistance will result in stubbornness, and stubbornness is the core of Satan's nature and the greatest form of treason that exists to God. Can I put it in just a little phrase? It ain't worth it. Amen. It's not worth. It's not worth substituting or giving up the presence of God for our own desire, our own will to harbor unforgiveness and resentment. I think it's the biggest battle we have to fight. But when we decide, listen to this, when we decide to practice unforgiveness and ask God to remove resentment in our life, God will start clearing things out of our life. He'll start removing things out of our life. Because you see, here's what happens. If you live in unforgiveness and resentment, after a while you'll become critical of everything. And then after a while you'll become cynical of everything. And after a while you'll become mad at God. Listen to me, this pattern will happen. You'll become mad at God and you'll blame God because you wouldn't allow Him to help you with unforgiveness. He wants to break that chain in your life. And that chain that the world says if you surrender to God, that means you lose. That means that you're under restriction, that you can't do like others, and it's captivity. That lie is the awfulest. That's the stench lie that exists in God's nostrils. Because surrender to God means freedom. Freedom to worship. Freedom to praise. Freedom to have confidence that He will heal when I ask. Freedom to believe He'll answer my prayers and answer my questions. Freedom to believe that He will help me. He'll do it. And when I call on Him, He's God and I'm His son and and you're His daughter. And God is waiting with the answer there. When I choose to do it God's way and follow His law, God will bless me in ways I can't even begin to understand. I want to live a real relationship with Jesus, not superficial. How many says amen? Amen. A real one. I want my life to be a life of surrender. Not like the world knows it, but I want to live in the freedom that God created me to be. You have the DNA of God. He, before creation, think about this. Before there was a world, He knew L.E. Brown. And He knew what He put in you. And the only reason you're preaching the gospel and that you're an apostle and a pastor is because you allowed surrender to give you the freedom that God had intended for you. That's freedom. To be who God intended for you. You're just finding out, Michelle. Wendy, you're just finding out who you really are. Isn't it wonderful?
It's wonderful.
You have no peace, but you do have peace. I want to surrender and know that it's not going into captivity. I want to surrender knowing it's freedom. How many say amen? Do you really? I'm going to tell you something. When you determine to surrender to the freedom of God. You say, Pastor, you don't understand the depth of my hurt. No, I don't. But I do mine. And I know what I've had to deal with. And you know what you've had to deal with. But I'm going to choose to let God give me freedom. You know, I told you this before, but it just came to my spirit. I'm going to tell you this. When I was pastoring at Central Assembly in Springfield, I was in the altar one time and the Lord showed me something. I saw a vision. See, one of the few visions I've ever had in my life, if any. But I saw a vision. I saw a vision of the entire altar in front of that great auditorium, and it was a brownish rock colored, I don't know what else to tell you, granite, and it was all stone, it was rock, like a big rock area, flat. And all of a sudden I saw a crack right through the middle, just like where this blue line is, where it stops, and I saw it crack and part open about this wide. And the Lord said, now look down in it. And I looked down in this crevice in the rock. And I saw until I couldn't see anymore. Are you listening? I saw until I couldn't see anymore. And the Lord said, the burden you're carrying is too heavy for you. Drop it in the crevice of the rock. And I had this big weight, and when I dropped it, he said, now watch it. And I watched it until it dropped, and it got so small it went out of sight, and it continued to drop until I couldn't see it any longer. But for some reason, I heard like a large stone hitting a mass of water. But it was so far down, I couldn't see it. And then when I looked down, it seemed like in this dimly orange lighted area that I could look down through there, I saw the water finally. The fog kind of moved away. I saw the water. But it was obvious the water was going out like this. And he began to quote to me Psalms 103. As far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed thy transgressions, never to be recalled. He said, if you want to follow me, you have to drop your burden and let him have it. You can never get it back again. That's surrender. I'm going to ask you to do this as we end this service tonight. I'm going to ask you, if you're carrying a burden, I want you to bring that burden up here right now. Bring it up here now. Don't wait for somebody else to see if they're going to do it. Be the first. If you're carrying any kind of unforgiveness, a resentment, if you're carrying hurt, if you've been battled, and you need God to help you, and you've tried to do it, and really we try to do it the way man thinks, but we've tried to do it. But we really want to surrender ourselves to God. This is the first step right here.